parts is always heard and seen. We all know exactly what I mean when I say, let's go out and paint the whole world green.
7:45 on your Friday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Thanks for being with us. Hey, the Rough Riders start the season with a big win over what is expected to be a pretty good Ottawa Red Blacks team. Final score, 31-26 for Saskatchewan. Some ups, some downs during the game. Belton Johnson is on the line with me this morning, part of our Green Zone team covering the Riders. Grey Cup champ. Good morning, Belton.
Morning. How's it going there, Kevin?
Doing very well. It is a Friday. A Mosaic is on, and we have a win. We have a win to open this new Rough Rider season. Ottawa played well in the first and fourth, Belton, but between those quarters, it seems like the Riders had control.
The Riders did have control in, you know, in those other two quarters there. And, you know, I got to say, you know, give a shout out to Thomas Bertrand Houdon, who replaced Ouellette, and, you know, Endless had a great game. And, you know, Mario offered, you know, but at the end there's some things kind of unraveled. The Riders were able to hold on there, especially with some key injuries coming into play there as well.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the names as we talk about it again. A.J. Ouellette, Kean Schaefer-Baker, Roland Milligan Jr. That's a big loss. Offensive lineman, another O-lineman goes down, Peyton Collins. Yikes is kind of what I'm left saying after that.
Well, no, I think you asked the question yesterday, Kevin, you know, if I thought there was a weakness or anything, and I think I mentioned injuries. But, again, the Riders, they have built incredible depth on this team, and that depth kind of came through and showed last night, and good thing they had those guys in place.
Belton Johnson with me this morning talking about the Riders' opening win. Who else impressed you? What impressed you as you were watching this team? I know you mentioned Sam Emilis's big game, Thomas Bertrand Houdon, who came in after. Anything else impressed you? What about the defensive side of the ball as well?
Oh, man, on the defensive side, you know, the guys, they had, what, 4 sacks in total. And the one key sack, I believe it was Jameer Thurman, where he blitzed up the middle pretty much untouched and dropped the quarterback, Drew Brown, there for a 10-yard loss to make a second and 20. With that, again, that was a key play. And I will also say, again, Mario Alford, the way he returned the ball last night, that was pretty incredible for him.
The announced attendance was just shy of 26,000 for this opening game. How does that strike you?
Well, you know, whenever I come to the game, I always look at the stadium there. When I don't see a lot of bodies in those seats, it kind of worries me a bit. But, you know, I know it was a Thursday night game, and I know a lot of the fans come from, you know, rural towns and everything from around Saskatchewan. I'm thinking it's going to pick up as the season go on because – I'm going to meet everybody at the Green Mile at the end of this year, at the end of the season.
That seems like the sentiment from a lot of fans. And now with these new injuries, Belton, we have Hamilton in a little over a week's time. Can the Riders rebound? Can they mend themselves and continue on their winning ways?
I think they can, Kevin. And, you know, the one thing they got to limit is, you know, those passing yards. I think Drew Brown threw for what, over 400 for sure last night. And the Riders have to limit the turnovers. The Riders had 3 turnovers last night, 2 fumbles and an interception. If they can, you know, kind of solidify that a little bit, I think they could take the Ticats down here next week.
Belton Johnson, always appreciate your time, my friend. Have a great rest of your day and an even better weekend.
Have a good one.
Belton Johnson, and just across the streets, well, pretty well in the same area as Mosaic Stadium, is where the Queen City X will be set up. An announcement of who is coming to perform at this summer's event comes at 11 this morning. We are finally learning which performers will be there, plus which rides we can expect this year. Remember, it's going to be a different midway, not the same one that we've seen for the last number of years. So it could be some new rides, could look a little different, maybe some new food options that we're not as used to as perhaps years past. Hopefully they still have mini donuts. That's got to be a staple, right? Got to be mini donuts. Speaking of sports as well, big game tonight for the Oilers. Game number 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. After that Huge win in game one, a come-from-behind win from the Oilers in game one of the Stanley Cup final. This has been the flavor of this team during these playoffs. How many times have they come back before in these playoffs to win? They were down in the first round 2-0 to the LA Kings in the series and came back and won 4 straight against a tough LA team, a good LA team. And now here we are, a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final. Oilers are up 1-0, down 3-1 in game one. They tie it up, come back, win it in overtime, 4-3. So once again, game two goes in Edmonton tonight before the series shifts down to Florida. 7:54. We're bringing you the very latest in our special coverage of the devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan this morning. And we are learning this morning, and we're hearing it in Andrew Shepherd's newscast throughout the morning, there is a new evacuation order being issued for people in LaRonge and Eagle Point. Now, it says a wildfire is heading to the industrial park northeast of LaRonge and tells all personnel to evacuate immediately. Now, we're trying to get clarity because, of course, we've been internally asking the question of, wasn't LaRonge already evacuated? So we're trying to get some of those answers, but it doesn't change the fact that they want perhaps anybody that is still there, that has remained there for any kind of reason, to leave right away as the wildfire situation in the north continues to get worse, unfortunately. And as we heard from one of the most recent wildfire updates, and we've been carrying these updates for you each day here on 980 CJME, to help bring you the very latest in this. We've heard that, not surprisingly, they need rain up there. And they need a lot of rain. A consistent kind of soaking. Not maybe one rain event and that's it, but maybe like 3-4 days of, you know, where it's just soggy out for those 3 or 4 days. Now, we had that in Regina a couple weeks back. Remember, it was 3 or 4 days of that rain. Things got really green really quickly, and then since then, we haven't really had a whole lot. On the wildfires, we have an announcement this morning. Next Thursday, that's June 12th, Ralco Radio will be holding a Saskatchewan Day of Caring to help those impacted by the destructive wildfires up north. Next Thursday, from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening, all 6 of our Ralco stations in this province will be accepting donations, which will go to the Red Cross, so we can help those families and individuals affected. And we know as well, about 15,000 people are out of their homes in this province right now. And hopefully that number doesn't grow. Hopefully we see that number do one thing, and that is shrink. This morning we're giving away a pair of Regina Red Sox home tickets along with a swag package. If you want your name entered for a chance to win, all you have to do is text us your favorite baseball movie, 1-877-300-7275. Your favorite baseball movie, your first, your last name. And we'll be giving these tickets away shortly, next break, just before the 8:30 news. I think my favorite baseball movie is either Major League 1 or 2. I like both. You know, somebody else on the text line from earlier brought up Moneyball, and I forgot about Moneyball. Another fantastic movie. Read the book, watched the movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. Very good. But right now, we're turning to entertainment of a different kind. Our resident movie expert, Brett Buster, is with me this morning to talk about the new action film, Ballerina. It's from the world of John Wick.
You're him. The one they call the Baba Yaga. How do I start doing what you do?
Looks like you already have.
Keanu being Keanu.
Yep.
Brett Buster, a lot of people like John Wick. The other 4 movies, will they like this?
I think so, yeah. It's actually surprisingly entertaining, incredibly violent. I would say this might be the most violent of the John Wick movies, which is saying a lot.
Yeah,
like right? There's some surprising gore in this movie, which I wasn't expecting, but it's just a lot of fun. The story is kind of meh. Like, I would say this is, of the John Wick movies, this is the weakest, but it's still very fun, very entertaining. I like Ana de Armas a lot, and she basically got this role because of her very brief stint in No Time to Die. If you remember, she was kind of a highlight. She was in, she was out, and everyone's like, wait, where's she going? She was great. So they said, hey, do you want to do an actual action movie? And here we are. Now, I will say this movie had a lot of behind the scenes troubles. It was shot back in 2022. Then they took a look at it and they didn't think it was up to the quality of the John Wick universe.
Yeah.
So they actually reshot a large portion of it. But I'm happy to say you kind of can't tell. It's pretty seamless.
They're always very creative with, let's say, their kills in these movies, right? I think if you've watched the trailer,
a pencil,
you'll have seen, in the original movies, and you watch the trailer for this one, and I think I see a figure skate at one point, but they're very creative, and that's probably what makes them so, hard to turn away from,
If you love action and you love just like fun kills and inventive, like weaponry, you're going to have a ball with this. I mean, there's ice skates, there's grenades. There is an all-timer action sequence in the climax of this movie with dueling flamethrowers. And I was just laughing so hard. This is so much fun. I just wish it was a little bit better in the story department, but we are talking about a John Wick movie after all.
Brett Buster joining me this morning. Does it compare, so if you stack this up then against a Keanu-led movie, you talked about Ana de Armas was pretty good overall
solid
in this one. Is there much of a difference, I guess?
I would say that, they didn't give her enough of a character, and so she kind of just feels like a generic action lead. But, I mean, you're also dealing with a guy like John Wick who says, three words. So I think Keanu Reeves just has that gravitas that we expect. He's kind of corny. He's kind of cheesy. So I was hoping for a little bit more of a compelling character. She's basically just out for revenge for the people who killed her father. We've seen that storyline how many times?
Yeah.
But I do think that she gets away with it. I mean, you can tell she's doing the stunts and just like Keanu. I will say, while we're on the topic of Keanu, they put John Wick in this movie in the climax, and I don't think it makes any sense for the timeline of where this is supposed to be set. It's supposed to take place between John Wick 3 and 4, and yet he just shows up at the end of this movie when he's supposed to be on the run for his life and people after him. I don't think the timeline makes any sense at all, but if you just leave your brain at the door, I think you're going to have a good time. I'd give this a solid 7 out of 10. It's pretty fun.
Opening weekend is going to be first. Where is it going to fall, do you think?
I would think so. I mean, I think the noise will have died down a little bit off of Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, but it's hard to say. I mean, the theater wasn't full last night, but I mean, there's been lots going on in town. So, I mean, it's obviously worldwide. They don't have Mosaic and the Rider home opener, but there's a lot of sports going on right now. I think there's enough there for action fans and obviously putting Keanu Reeves on the poster, but I don't know. I think it's going to be close.
Brett Buster in with me this morning reviewing the action film, the new action film, Ballerina. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
A23 on your Friday morning. Okay, we have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. Oh, two winners of the Regina Red Sox tickets. So we had asked what your favorite baseball movie was to text us. And so we can tell you this morning, we have a pair of tickets for Shauna Elder from Balgoni, who said Major League was her favorite. Very similar to mine, Shauna. And as well, we have a pair of tickets for Crystal Lupenco, who said A League of Their Own. I went years without seeing that movie, and I think it was maybe a year or two ago I finally watched it. I'd seen the clip, as everybody has seen in quotes, there's no crying in baseball. And I finally watched it, and I was like, oh, this really was good. I mean, it has a great cast. You gotta love Tom Hanks, Gina Davis. I mean, yeah, Madonna is in it as well. So congratulations to Shauna and Crystal, and I think our producer Frank is going to reach out to you. He's probably already done that to text you about how you can claim those tickets, pair of tickets, and a swag package for the Regina Red Sox. And if you haven't been to a Regina Red Sox game at Curry Field, great time. Great summer event to do. Very affordable for the family as well. What should we do for the kids? Go to one of those. Even if you're not a big baseball fan, which I hear from a lot of people, right? It's a little bit slow. Baseball's always fun. The atmosphere, the food, they make it really, really fun. And if you've been to a major league game, too. Lots of fun. Oilers, speaking of sports, game two tonight. Up 1-0 in the Stanley Cup final against the Florida Panthers, a rematch of last year. And they're looking pretty good so far. Entertaining game one for sure. Oilers were down 3-1, came back, tied it up. And then in overtime, Florida takes a penalty. everybody's favorite, the over-the-glass delay of game penalty. So the Oilers go on the power play and end up winning it. McDavid to Leon Draisaitl. 4-3, Edmonton wins in game number one. It was a place they had not been. Already after one game in the Stanley Cup final, the Oilers are somewhere where they've never been, at least last year against Florida, up in the series. At no point were they up against Florida at all. So we'll see how Florida rebounds now this year. But keep in mind, if this series goes deep, if it goes the distance, the difference this season is that Edmonton has home ice advantage. And I can imagine in that place, well, it's been rocking all through the arena, outside the arena, just tens of thousands of people gathered. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, stay tuned as well. Coming up at 11 this morning, we've been asking the question for, a couple months now. The Queen City X, who is going to be performing at the Queen City X this year? What is it going to look like? We already know the same Midway company that we've had for a number of years here. Well, we didn't renew the agreement, so it is going to be a different company this year. But who's going to hit the main stage? We'll find out at 11 this morning. There's an announcement on that. There's an announcement on what the rides will be, what they'll look like, how they'll differ perhaps. And maybe I think we're getting an update on food too, eh? Yeah. Yeah. Food. You can always kind of guess. Deep fried blank this year. What crazy concoction will they come up with that's deep fried? So stay tuned. Another very popular event to the Queen City X coming up later this summer. And don't forget, Mosaic on tonight, wraps up tomorrow, 15 pavilions, 200,000 people over the course of 3 days, and $15 for a passport for most people. If you're a senior or if you're a child, I should say, does that count in maturity level too? Can I get in? Yeah, you'll get a bit of a discount. I think it's $10 for those. CJME News Time is now 8:27.